Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're trying to, you know, everyone feels like they need to point a finger at what went wrong here. Why didn't this work out? And I don't know. I've lived here my whole life, and I just, or with the exception of 5 years when I was in Montana, but I how about just accept the fact that we went to four finals?
What could you blame LeBron James for? What are you going to blame Dan Gilbert for? We went to four finals in the last 4 years, and they won one of them. And would have won two if Kyrie and Kevin weren't hurt.
But, I mean, it takes a team to win a championship, even with LeBron, and it takes a team to kind of dissipate everything. It's all Newton's law, isn't it? What goes up must come down. So
look at you.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, like, I'm not sitting here mad. I'm not mad at this point. And Terry had a great piece where he answered fans that were talking about the same thing. And Terry Pluto joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm well, guys.
Hi, Terry.
I am so proud of you for being the one person that I've noticed that has said LeBron's deal is basically a 3+1. You're it.
That's what it is.
I know, but
it's 1 year longer than the one he signed in Cleveland the year before.
Terry, isn't it funny that, like, with LeBron, and I'll go to the first contract because the second one was a 2+1, but and which, I got to be honest, Jeff and I sat there and we were surprised when he signed the 2+1. And that was maybe only because they had come off the championship. But if it's in Cleveland, it's a 1+1. If it's in L.A., it's a 4-year deal, not a 3+1. I think it's funny how things get spun out of control.
Well, you know, I mean, it all depends. I mean, for some folks, no matter what LeBron did, it wasn't going to be right.
Right.
I really think it's almost like some jealousy or something. And I have to admit, when I started getting the Yankee after 2007 thing, it's like, oh, my God. I hate to think that they probably look at me for what I did when I was younger.
I got a good laugh out of that line in your story, though.
Yeah, it's like,
that was great.
I mean, you forget the fact, all the, remember they were during the Indians playoffs, they all were renting loges and having a grand old time. So you look at the fact is, you know, what really went wrong? I mean, what went wrong is Kevin Durant wasn't a Warriors. That's what went wrong. And for all the discussion of all the free agents the Cavs could have signed, I just would like to see them make out a list of who these big names are, because what has happened the last number of years in the NBA is the big names actually are traded and then they sign extensions.
Terry Pluto joining us. Terry, you've written basketball books. You covered the Cavs for years for the Beacon Journal. You're a great basketball writer. You've seen teams do things different ways, trying to build, trying to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest that Kobe Altman, his staff, Dan Gilbert do in this situation with the young guys on this team who are locked into contracts right now and obviously a long ways to go to return to the form they've shown the last 4 years?
Well, I mean, one of the things you'll really find out now is, you know, how good, I'm assuming they bring Hood back, you know, how good are Hood and Clarkson and the rest of these guys, because more of a burden will fall on them. You know, Kevin Love, and I heard you mention this too, Jeff, I mean, there is an injury concern with him, along with him being able to get out of the contract in a year. I mean, if I'm the Cavs, I'm going to send out word to everybody, oh, we're not looking to move Love. You never say, boy, we can't wait to get rid of a guy. I mean, for heaven's sake, that makes no sense.
Right.
But that doesn't mean his name fails to come up in conversations. Of course it does. And it should. So, you're looking at those things. And when they made those trades in February, part of it was – the team, no matter LeBron, I know LeBron had to get younger, had to get quicker, and that's part of it. So, I mean, they talk about the genius of Philadelphia and whatnot. I mean, let's see how good they really are. I have to admit, I'm a little more dubious on the Sixers than some, because a couple of their key guys, especially Embiid, still have major injury questions over him. And, you know, they made some horrible picks just based on, we'll just take Nerds and Morale, even though he has no knee. You know, we'll take Embiid, even though we know the x-rays were terrible. I mean, the Cavs were all set to take Embiid until they got the medical that year. That's when they ended up taking Wiggins. So, you know, again, they have, obviously, Simmons is a really good player, and they have some really good players, but that was his genius way to go. I'm not sure of that either, the fact you do get a lot of draft picks. But I have to admit I'm a little dubious, and I think it's very odd that Philadelphia still doesn't hire a general manager.
Oh, that's a good point, too. I didn't even think about that. Hey, Terry, let me just play a little word association here, and it's not as to be one word. I just want your thoughts. I say to you, Dan Gilbert, you say...
I think he's a very good owner. He spends money, and, you know, look, I was talking to an executive who's worked for several of these NBA teams, and he said most owners are eccentric. They could be petulant, which means moody, and they can, you know, in general, drive you nuts at times. He says what you do like about Cleveland's guy, he said the guy will spend money, and he will spend money to kind of pay his way out of some of the mistakes they make earlier. Now, you know, he says we're still waiting for him to re-up the general manager, but, you know, short-term-wise, he's willing to take chances.
And with that, they have to take some chances now, I think, Terry. You know, you have some guys out there who are restricted free agents. Take a one-year shot, some young veterans who you might be able to get on a veteran minimum. Take a one-year shot. If they don't work out, you can move on to the next guy. But you clearly have to build this thing with young players at this point, do you not?
Yeah, you do, and the right kind of veterans. I mean, for example, if you don't have a good place to move forward, Korver's fine. Korver fits in well here, you know. I'd love to see them do something with JR. I just think that train is really stalled. But I don't know what they could do there unless you buy them out or something. Tristan... Jeff, you're closer to the thing, but Tristan just baffles me. How this nice kid from Canada ended up with the Kardashians is, like, beyond me.
Terry, that's the thing I've always, all three of us.
No, seriously, and he went from being an Iron Man in the NBA, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, last year, this guy had several significant injuries. That was part of the reason he wasn't playing earlier in the year, and when he did play, he didn't play well. He was hurt.
That's the thing Terry, I've even found myself thinking, all right, well, maybe Khloe Kardashian's a nice gal because I've always liked Tristan so much. I've always thought he's a good guy, and I try to not even think about that whole situation. If you're the Cavs, do you try to move him?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, the other thing right now, you don't need distractions. And, you know, you want to – the old culture stuff and, I mean, the things that Kobe Altman said, I want people who are fountains and not drains. And Tristan was great in the playoffs. He showed up, but the regular season, clearly, he was distracted. And I just I don't know what to make of that. That's just one of the more dumbfounding ones. I mean, let's put it this way, Jeff. A couple of years ago, if you and I sat around and say, which Cavs player is going to end up with a Kardashian? It'd be a while before we would have named Tristan.
He'd have been way down on the list.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Would have been way down on the list.
But that's a concern, you know, and now maybe somebody would be willing to take him because he can rebound and that. I don't know. I'm anxious to see what happens. You see the Lakers, they're struggling still to add guys. And the days of just everybody just jumping around teams via free agency in the NBA just seem to have stalled. You know, now it's the second line guys that move. By the way, Boogie Cousins, let's see if he even plays in January. As somebody who came back from an Achilles injury myself and partially tore the other one, I know a lot about it. It's a nasty injury, and you could talk to the two Wilkins brothers who had it, and Isaiah Thomas basically at the end of his career. Kobe Bryant came back and couldn't guard a fence post after he did with that. He still was able to score, but it is a very debilitating injury for a basketball player.
Terry, Jeff and I were discussing before the show, and Jeff, you said you saw a story and someone said Kawhi maybe doesn't want to play for the Lakers now. Where'd you say you saw that?
Terry, I saw a couple of things that said Kawhi's interest in the Lakers not as high as it was, maybe now Clippers more than Lakers because he didn't want to go play with LeBron, and I thought, oh, my goodness. Is that just a story or is that the real deal? I don't know.
That's a hike. I mean, you know, that would be my thing. But good, I hope you enjoy, you know, being a Clipper. I mean, I had one executive say to me, Jeff, and there he goes, you know, before you go in all deep on Kawhi, I'd like to work him out.
Very Soon true. Like, yeah. Yeah.
How about, I mean, you guys played 9 games. And think about this. He was with the Spurs, who are known for actually even being fined by the NBA so that they don't run their players into the ground, for getting them rest. And those guys seem to play forever in San Antonio, correct?
Correct.
And then this guy, you know, so you always say, well, where are most of the things and who's the outlier here on that? In other words, I don't mean as a lying person, but I mean going against the norm. And it's certainly Kawhi. So just the fact that I want to play for the Lakers and 2 years ago, I was a heck of a player. But when he started to get hurt at the end of that season, too, you got to be careful on all that.
Terry, can the fan base in Cleveland accept the reality that, okay, you're not a championship contender next season, but they're still going to roll out basketballs and play NBA basketball in Cleveland with a team that, at the very least, is going to have some intriguing young talent on it? Can the fan base handle it?
The hardcore will. The casual fans, you know, there's sort of two calves of franchises. One is with LeBron and one is without it. You know, because LeBron just brings in the casual fans. And then when he leaves, and you have, although they drew pretty well when he was gone those 4 years, but, you know, they discounted a lot of tickets and did a lot of things to keep people in the stands. But I think some others will find it. And then, you know, by the way, remember Tyronn Lue? He may get his wish here. More than once he mentioned, gee, I'd like to have a younger team that I could mold or whatever. Well, you're going to have one.
Yeah. Yep, that's absolutely and
if what
true.
And if what Dan said about taking his team back or allegedly – you know, guys spewing that out last week.
You know, again, some of that stuff. Look, Dan Gilbert's not an idiot. He'd rather have LeBron than not. That's way too much money for him. Because remember, the whole synergy thing with him.
Right.
You know, it's tied into the casino and tied into Fathead and all this stuff. And, you know, and when you have the star, the Cavs, quote unquote, lose money. But the whole Gilbert empire, you know, just breaks in the cash if you really look at it in a different way.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that. Now, once in a while, maybe he's mad at LeBron and you think, okay, you're going to leave, so, you know, this is what I'll do. Mm-hmm. You know how that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you're really looking at the light of day, what the world is with or without LeBron, Dan Gilbert's way too smart to say, I'd rather not have LeBron.
All right, Terry, thank you. We appreciate your perspective on everything. Of course, we read you the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com all the time. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.